这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English.
From the BBC.
Welcome to the most absolutely huge, gigantic, immense, enormous and whopping comic relief ever.
Wow, Joe, 他们这是在干什么呢? It sounds important. Comic relief?
That's right, Jean. Comic relief.A very big charity event that happens in the UK every 2 years.
啊，原来这是一次公益慈善活动，每两年搞一次，而这就是我们今天节目的热门话题，对吗？
Yes, on today's BBC Learning English Entertainment program, we'll be telling you all about it.
BBC Learning English.
大家刚才在节目开头听到说话的那个人呢，就是英国著名的喜剧演员 Lenny Henry。他刚才在给我们讲解这一次的活动有多么的盛大，对不对？
Yes, he was, Jean, and he used lots of great words in English that basically mean very big.
他一开始说呢，欢迎来到。
Yes, welcome to the most absolutely, and then come the words meaning big. Are you ready, Jean?
Yes, I'm ready, Joe.
Huge.
巨大的
Gigantic.
巨人般的
Immense.
无穷尽的
Enormous.
庞大的
And whopping.
极其大的是的，这些都是英语里形容巨大庞大的同义词，不得了。如果这些还不够形容其大，他还说这是有史以来最最空前的大。
Yes, the most huge, gigantic, immense, enormous, and whopping comic relief ever.
哇，这么一个开场白可是够有力度的。
Welcome to the most absolutely huge, gigantic, immense, enormous, and whopping comic relief ever.
我们已经知道这次慈善活动呢是非常之大型，不过我们想了解的可不止这些呀。
Well, we spoke to Emily, who raised money for Comic Relief this year.
Emily 是为活动进行了募捐，不过在我们采访了解她是如何筹款募捐之前呢，让我们先听她给我们讲讲这项活动的一些情况，好吗？ How long does the event last?
Comic Relief is a one-day fundraising event. The BBC puts loads of comedy programs on, and lots of comedians do funny things to raise money, and it encourages...everybody to have a laugh while raising money. That's called Red Nose Day as well as Comic Relief. So people dress up in red, they wear big red noses and generally have fun while fundraising.
So Comic Relief is a one-day fundraising event.
Fundraising, 基金募捐 Comic Relief 是由一家受 BBC 支持的注册慈善机构，所以每当他们筹资啊募捐这一天到来的时候， BBC 总会安排当晚的电视节目有数小时的时间段来帮助 Comic Relief， 号召英国民众为他们捐款。
So the BBC puts lots of comedy programs on and comedians do funny things to raise money.
我们在这里接触到了好几种相同词类的变化方式。
Yes, there's the noun comedy.
喜剧这个名词，还有喜剧性的、滑稽好笑的形容词 comic. 最后还有表演喜剧的喜剧演员 comedians.
Comedy, comic, and comedians. And Emily says the event encourages everybody to have a laugh while raising money.
To encourage, 去号召鼓动。这项活动呢，鼓动号召人们一起来开怀一笑。
To have a laugh while raising money. And the event is called Comic Relief, but it's also known as Red Nose Day.
红鼻头日，因为这天呢，大家会戴上一个滑稽的红鼻头。哎哎 ，Joe， 原来你也有一个啊！这么大的一个软泡沫的滑稽红鼻头。
I do, Jean, but I can't talk properly with it on, so I'll take it off.
好吧，那你先摘下来。原来大家买这个红鼻头的钱呢，也会被捐来给这个慈善机构做救济基金。不过 ，Joe， 这家机构的名称为什么要是 Comic Relief 呢？
Well, comic relief is an English expression, and it means adding something funny to something serious to break up the serious moments.
啊，原来 comic relief 就是把笑话或者搞笑的东西放到某一些严肃的话题上，比如说是一次讲话呀，或者演出，或者是在一本书里，就是打破他们严肃的气氛，放一些让人开心的搞笑内容进去，而用它来命名这项慈善机构，字面上讲也是很有意义的，就是用喜剧的东西。Comic, 去带给穷困人民救济和解脱 relief.
Here's Emily again, and she adds what she did for Comic Relief this year. you'll hear the expression to raise money again.
去筹款。他还提到了一种方形的巧克力蛋糕 chocolate brownies。
She uses the word colleagues,
同事们，还有 donations, 捐赠。Here's Emily.
Comic Relief is a one-day fundraising event. The BBC puts loads of comedy programmes on and lots of comedians do funny things to raise money and it encourages everybody to have a laugh while raising money.It's called Red Nose Day as well as Comic Relief. So people dress up in red, they wear big red noses and generally have fun while fundraising. Well, this year I baked some chocolate brownies and I gave them to my colleagues and they all gave donations to Comic Relief in return.
So well done to Emily for doing something to help raise money for Comic Relief.Let's have another look at some of those useful words and phrases. First of all, can you remember those words meaning very big, Jean?
Oh, yeah, a few. Huge, enormous.
That's right, and there's immense, gigantic.
And whopping.
Oh, well done, Jean. Here's those other words. To raise money.
去筹款.
An event.
一次活动.
Fundraising.
基金筹措.
Comedy,
喜剧
Comic,
搞笑的
Comedians,
喜剧演员
To encourage,
去号召鼓动
To have a laugh,
去开心一笑
Colleague,
同事
Donations,
捐赠
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
This is BBC Learning English, and in today's entertainment programme, we're talking about a famous charity event in the UK called Comic Relief.
是的，我们已经了解到了一些这项慈善活动的来龙去脉。不过，他们筹来的资金是给谁用的呢？
Well, as we already said, lots of famous people in the UK, and in particular famous comedians, take part in this event to encourage people to give money.Joe Brand is one of those famous comedians.
是的 ,Joe Brand 做过很多现场单口相声的喜剧表演,也在电视上多次出现。他会给我们讲解一下 Comic Relief, 筹来的捐赠会用到什么地方。
It's not only for charities in the UK. What other place does she talk about?
Well, it's split 60-40 between Africa and England. There's a huge range of charities,including charities for women who suffer domestic abuse, a very wide range. And obviously in Africa, the main charities are towards helping people kind of build their lives up, really.
So the money is split between Africa and England, or rather the UK.
去分开 to split 这笔钱呢会被分成六四开
Yes, so 60% of the money raised goes to charities in Africa and 40% goes to charities in England and the UK and there's a huge range of charities
这些慈善援助机构的种类很多有的呢是专门为救护遭受了家庭暴力的女性
Women who suffer domestic abuse
当然还有很多其他的慈善援助机构了
In Africa, the main charities help people build their lives up.
为那些非洲及穷困地区的人民重建家园，为他们提供药品、房屋和学校等等。
Across China.
实现梦想。
This is the BBC.
Now, most of the famous people who take part in Comic Relief are very famous mainly in the UK. But you might have heard of some of them. The most famous was probably Tony Blair.
没错，还有英国首相托尼·布莱尔，他和英国著名女喜剧演员 Catherine Tate 联袂出演了一段喜剧小品。Catherine Tate 扮演过一个特别有名的问题女生角色，而这位看谁都不顺眼的问题女生挂在嘴边的口头禅就是我爱搭理你吗？
We'll hear Tony Blair in this clip, but you'll also find out what year Comic Relief started. Can you catch when it was?
What are you doing? Is my face bothered?
No, wait a minute.
Does my face look bothered, though?
No, are you messing with my mind?
Face bothered. Top shop, centre parts, trainers, small feet, rich tea, bandages, Ryan, lease. I ain't bothered.
Celebrities lined up to give their time and talent to the big one last night.In the 11th Red Nose Day since 1988, comedians, actors and supermodels showed up in some memorable cameos.
As everybody says, I'm actually the pretty one.
And I'm the easy one.
Yeah.
哇、wow, 就连 Tony Blair 都为 Comic Relief 演了一把喜剧小品。而刚才的记者说到这项慈善募捐活动呢，其实是在1988年在 BBC 上就开始了。
Yes, 1988. So it's been going for nearly 20 years now. We heard that celebrities lined up.
To line up 其实就是排起一队人来的意思，不过在这里的意思呢是说很多的英国演员明星都排队一样的来主动要求参加义演。
Celebrities lined up to give their time and talent to the big one.
The big one 就是 Comic Relief， 这些名人明星主动的免费义演来为基金筹款。
Actors, comedians and supermodels like Kate Moss showed up.
超级模特 supermodels， 他们的客串片段呢令人印象深刻，难忘，印象深刻就是
memorable。
历年来呢，有不少这样原创的喜剧小品和节目在这个时候和观众见面，比如说 BBC 的真人选秀歌唱大赛 Fame Academy 这一次就专门请来不少明星来一比高下，由观众来投票选举，而投票所获得的电话费就全部捐赠给慈善机构。
Angelica Bell is a BBC children's TV presenter who took part in the singing competition. And even though it was for charity, she said she was very, very nervous.
I was just a nervous wreck.And I wish that I could have just gone home or the stage opened up and swallowed me up. But as I got on, I stayed in every night, began to be able to conquer my nerves and sort of try and sing a bit better.
Angelica said she was a nervous wreck.
紧张的惊魂落魄。她说当时呢都想让舞台裂开，她好藏起来。
Which is an expression we use often if we're in an embarrassing situation. I wish the ground would swallow me up.
虽然 Angelica 最后没有获胜，不过她在比赛中一直坚持到了决赛阶段，而且终于成功地战胜了自己的紧张情绪，在电视直播的大赛上一展歌喉。
She conquered her nerves to try and sing a bit better.
I was just a nervous wreck, and I wish that I could have just gone home or the stage opened up and swallowed me up. But as I got on, I stayed in every night, began to be able to conquer my nerves and sort of try and sing a bit better.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English.
From the BBC.
It's time for another language recap. To split.
去分开。
A huge range. A wide range.
一个广阔的范围。
To suffer.
去遭受。
Domestic abuse.
家庭虐待。
Celebrities.
名人。
Memorable.
令人难忘的。
A cameo,
一个客串的节目片段。
To be a nervous wreck,
紧张兮兮。
To conquer your nerves,
去战胜你的紧张情绪。
BBC Learning English.
So, how much money does Comic Relief raise for charity, Joe?
Well, this year alone, Jean, the total is over £40 million.
Wow, 那都差不多有六亿人民币了，这可是一笔巨款呢。看来这一次的活动真的是相当的成功。
It certainly is. And I'm afraid we have to end this BBC Learning English program too. Don't forget, to find out more, log on to
www.bbcchina.com.cn. Bye!
BBC Learning English.